Welcome back to the Roundtable's Tanglewood broadcast. I'm Sarah LaDuc. On Sunday, July 8th at 2:30 p.m., Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will be joined on stage in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood by Bernadette Peters. Peters, of course, is the Tony Award-winning musical stage actress who famously starred in Song and Dance, Sunday in the Park with George, Annie Get Your Gun, Gypsy, and most recently, Follies on Broadway, and is the star of the films Pennies from Heaven and The Jerk, among others. She also has a slew of admirable television credits and guest spots, including The Carol Burnett Show, Ally McBeal, Ugly Betty, and The Muppet Show. It is with great personal excitement I welcome Bernadette Peters to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
We'll start with the matter at hand, the regional performance. What do you like about singing with the Boston Pops?
Oh, the Boston Pops and Keith Lockhart are... It doesn't get any better than that. You don't have a better symphony orchestra. You don't have a better conductor. It's glorious to hear that music being played that way. And Keith's sensitivity, he's right there with you. It's what you always dream of. And you get it with the Boston Pops.
How do you work with Keith and whoever else you have to work with to put a concert together? Who gets to choose the songs?
Well, it's usually songs I come in with. He has some ideas about them. We rehearse the day of. The most remarkable thing, I think, is, you know, live performing, you want surprises to happen. You want, I always say, I know what country I'm going to go to, but I don't know what's going to happen when I get there.
Uh-huh.
But you want a sensitive conductor, maestro, that Keith is, so that he's with you so anything can happen, and he is right there. And the song can take on a whole new meaning. It can take on a whole new emotion. It can go so he's right there. So that's thrilling.
You are, of course, closely associated with your work in Stephen Sondheim musicals.
Yes.
How did your special connection to his work first develop? When did you know there was something special there for you?
I did the show Sunday in the Park with George
of course.
In a workshop, and here I was. The first song I sang in that show was called Sunday in the Park with George, which was kind of a tongue twister.
Mm-hmm.
There are worse things than staring at the water as you're buzzing for a picture of the sleeping on the ferry after getting up at 7 to go over to an island in the middle of the river half an hour from a city on a Sunday. On a Sunday in the park with...
Don't move the mouth!
I was a nervous wreck.
I bet. No, I've tried to sing it in my car over the years, and I don't think I've ever gotten it.
Oh, my God. And I, basically, it was a brand new show. We were putting it together. I had this song. But as we were putting this show together, we all knew that it was something really special. Because he was writing it as we were rehearsing. And mm-hmm. getting, and also as we were performing it, because when we first did it in workshop, it was just one act. And he was right. The songs would go in. We started performing it, and then he would fill it out with more songs and fill it out with more songs. And we only did the last act on the last day with two performances, and that was it. But from that moment on, after I started, I had to put in a concert together for Carnegie Hall, and the music that kept resonating in my head, music and lyrics, were all his songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to do them, and so that's where it all basically started.
And you were quite recently in a production of Follies that started at the Kennedy Center and then moved to Broadway. I got
yes.
to see it on Broadway. What was it like recently tackling another of his shows with such amazing songs, a phenomenal cast, and a challenging show?
Very challenging show. I don't know if it might be his most challenging show. I don't know, but this show had a lot of different versions. The book,
mm-hmm.
a lot of different versions. And it even changed from Washington to New York a bit, also. Like in Washington, there was in the first act, there was three songs in a row, and then all those performers that sang those three songs sang the songs at the same time, I'm sorry.
Oh, simultaneously.
That's the word, simultaneously, yeah. And we had taken that out for some reason, and...
Uh-huh.
But when we got to New York, that went back in. and a couple of chains, but it made such a difference. Also, you know, I was looking, it's so weird, I came across myself doing an interview in Washington about Sally's last scene, and it's so funny because I thought she had evolved and it was hopeful.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got to New York, it totally changed for me. It totally was. She wasn't hopeful at all. In fact, she was not hopeful. It was like, this is the end of her life. And apparently in the past scripts, she had said, I wish that time I tried to commit suicide had worked. You know, her life, basically, she had no hope.
Mm-hmm.
It evolved into going there for me. And I think she's such a sad character.
All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going.
And that's where it evolved to, and you know, that's what happens when you're in a run, and it's so wonderful to be in a run because it keeps evolving and evolving and deeper, and it all connects at some point. That show is very hard because there's two couples, and there's a lot going on when they leave the stage, but you have to come back on.
Right.
With the same intensity that you left. You have to, like, keep it going. The story has to keep going, and you come back on with the same. It's not like you could stay on, and it keeps evolving for you. Doesn't do that, and you have to connect the dots. So it's a beautiful show. It's a wonderful show. It's a very sad show, but it was quite a challenge, but it was a great challenge.
You began performing when you were very young. Did you, as a small child, show an interest in it, or did your parents push you toward it?
I would see television, I'd sing in front of the television, and I knew every song on the jukebox, and I love music, and I really do, and I'm attracted to it, and I'm attracted to all kinds of music, and that was when I was very young. In fact, I was on a game show when I was like 8 years old, and I won more than any other child, apparently. I just got every song right until the last one. So that was always part of me. Music was always a big part of my life, and as a little girl, I was on television, but it was live television. So I didn't know I was on television. I was just playing.
Right.
I was play acting and singing, and it was my comfort. It was wonderful to do for me. I enjoyed it.
Your professional debut, according to my research, was in a show called This Is Goggle in 1958, your professional stage debut. Do you remember doing your first show, and could you tell us just a little bit about what This Is Goggle was?
I do remember it. Goggle was the name of a boy. And I was a girl that lived next door who had a rear end shaped like a Bartlett pear. They said it was James Daly. It was Tyne's father.
Uh-huh.
And Kim Hunter. And Tyne always tells me, I was so mad that my father wouldn't let me be in show business. He wanted to play the little girl.
I bet.
But he wouldn't let her do it yet. But I was a replacement, and it was directed by Otto Preminger. And I came to the rehearsal hall, and he scared the daylights out of me. I was watching him direct this little boy with red hair who came in, and he was so hard on him. He was really tough on this kid.
Mm-hmm.
So then I did my scene. I came in, I did my scene. He said, okay, now you go out. We're going to go back, and then you come in and do it again. Well, I left. I went back where my mother was standing, and I just started to cry. I was so scared of him. He didn't do anything to me.
Right.
But he did it to the little boy before me. But I do remember. I do remember. But and the reviews I remember, because the two headlines my mother kept quoting were, it was a bomb. There was a bomb out of town. We were in Princeton, New Jersey, and Washington, and the first review, the headline was, "This is goggle, gurgle, gurgle."
Oh, no.
And the other one was, "I'm gagging on goggle."
When you were 13, you were one of the Hollywood Blondes and an understudy for Dainty June in a national tour of Gypsy, the second national tour of Gypsy.
That's right.
When you were in that show as a teenager, just a teenager, 13, do you remember if you knew what a great show it was as a kid, and if it even occurred to you that you might grow up to give a performance as Mama Rose?
Well, I did know what a great show it was because everybody knew, and it was mm-hmm. like, even when they were casting it originally, it was Gypsy this and Gypsy that, and a little friend of mine played Dainty June, and we went to high school together after that. So we all knew it was an amazing show, and my mother was very good friends with a woman playing Rose. It was Mary McCarty.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister came, I understudied June, and my sister came on board later, and she understudied Louise.
Wow.
So it was like
mirroring life.
Art,
yeah.
Or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the show backwards and forwards, because as a child, you just do.
Mm-hmm.
You know all the numbers, you know the show, you know the this, you know the that, and of course, I just knew them. It wasn't really until later on in life when I always wanted to sing those songs. I love those songs. But when Arthur Lawrence and I did a concert for GMHC, because Arthur asked me to come on board and do it, and then he and I together thought it'd be great to do it. And the good, wonderful thing about doing Rose was that June Havoc contacted me, and she said, "I've never spoken to any of the people, but I want to talk to you because you are most like my mother."
Oh, wow.
She wasn't like F.O. Merman. She wasn't like a barreling thing. And actually, that's what Arthur wanted to do with me, because he said, if you do it again, you have to do it different. You don't want to do it the same way.
Right.
And Angela had played it before me. But her mother was small and a strawberry blonde and a man killer. And she remembered the day that Herbie saw her and fell in love with her. Herbie was at the top of the stairs, or her mother was at the top. I think Herbie was at the top of the stairs, and he saw them look at each other. He came down the stairs, and that was it. And you would think, if she had, you know, this guy Trump following her around by the nose, that she had something going.
Right.
And she was a man trap, she said.
You look at what we don't have. I look at what we do have. Funny, you're a stranger who's come from another town. Funny, I'm a stranger myself here, small world, isn't it? Funny, you're a man who goes traveling rather than settling down. Funny, I'd love to go traveling, small world, isn't it? We have so much in common, it's a phenomenon. We could pool our resources by joining forces from now on.
Do you have, of the films you've done, do you have a favorite?
Oh, I'm really fortunate. The Jerk and Pennies from Heaven. Pennies from Heaven is a fabulous film. Yeah. And The Jerk is a classic.
Way down by the stream, how sweet it will seem once more just to dream. Dawn that you will be gone, but tonight
And television movie, I think Tammy Faye Baker and Jim Baker, Kevin Spacey. I'm proud of that one, too.
You were on The Muppet Show in possibly my favorite scene from The Muppet Show, because I have a particularly soft spot for Robin the Frog. he is, I don't know, he's possibly my, like my, like I said, my softest spot in all of entertainment. I love him. Aww. So you sang If Just One Person Believes in You with Kermit to Robin, of course.
Hello, Miss Peters.
Oh, hello, Robin. I didn't see you.
Yeah, most people don't. Listen, I'm running away from home, but I did want to stop and say goodbye.
Oh, you're running away from home? How come?
Well, because nobody notices me around here.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
See? I mean, no one cares about a 6-ounce frog.
Robin, you've got to believe in yourself. If just one person believes in you, deep enough and strong enough, believes in you, hard enough and long enough, before you knew it, someone else would think, if he can do it, I can do it.
Making it two whole people who believe in you,
deep enough and strong enough believe in you, hard enough and long enough, there's bound to be some other person who believes in making it a threesome. Making it three.
And then all the Muppets come in, and it's very uplifting. Was it amazing working on The Muppet Show, working with Jim Henson?
It was. I couldn't stop kissing them. And, you know, they asked me to please don't kiss them because, you know, they are fabric, and it's hard to get the lipstick off. But you just feel like they're so real, and you just want to kiss them, like dogs and puppies and children and babies, and they say, please don't kiss them.
Speaking of dogs, you have naturally created a wonderful segue into Broadway Barks, the charity you founded with Mary Tyler Moore. The 14th Broadway Barks Adopt-a-Thon will be on July 14th in Schubert Alley, right in the heart of Broadway. Tell us about how you decided to found Broadway Barks, the work that that charity does, and why it's so important to you.
Well, 14 years ago, I was in Annie Kitchigan, and we raised the most money for Gypsy of the Year for Broadway Cares, and we were very proud of ourselves. And we said, well, what else can we do? And I said, well, I just went to the city shelter, and they really need help. And the stage manager and my assistant, Patty Cicenti, and Richard Hester, we said, well, look, we could do an adoption event in Schubert Alley. We could get all the stars from those shows to come out between shows. We could call the Schuberts, Jerry Schoenfeld, and now I call Phil Smith because he's the president now, and get permission and put up a stage. And Broadway Karen said, let us help you. We love the doggies, so they produced it for us. And it was the first time that all the rescue groups worked together, because these were pioneers that just took it upon themselves to try to make a difference, try to change, just say, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to take the dogs out of the city shelter, I'm going to find them foster homes, I'm going to get them healthy, I'm going to find them real homes, and they're my heroes, basically. So we started, and now people know about Broadway Barks, and they wait to come. Like, people in the street go, I got her at Broadway Barks, and they point to their dog.
Uh-huh.
So they wait to come and adopt their dog at Broadway Barks. And now we started something called Braille Tales, which is Broadway Barks and Mainline Rescue in Pennsylvania have joined together to, they have pit bulls for the blind there,
uh-huh.
pet therapy dogs, and I'm a big pit bull lover. The natural personality of a pit bull is loving. It was to be the family dog, and Petey from our gang was a pit bull.
Right.
So they just want to fight their lap dog. So anyway, Pickles for the Blind, and there's a blind school nearby, and my two books, Broadway Barks and Stella is a Star, they had made into Braille. So now we have started something where we will take my books were made into Braille, and also other children's books about rescue made into Braille for children in schools that are blind.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Bernadette Peters, we are unfortunately out of time. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us. I've been a fan of yours for as long as I can remember. It's been a personal pleasure for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And have,
hope you enjoy the show.
I will. Have a wonderful time at Tanglewood.
Thank you. I know I will.
But alone is
Bernadette Peters performs with the Boston Pops at the Shed at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts on Sunday, July 8th at 2:30 p.m. To learn more, visit tanglewood.org. To find out more about Broadway Barks, the website is broadwaybarks.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.